From WGCU News, I'm Rachel Iacovone. Researchers say Big Hickory Island will be underwater in the next 50 to 100 years, thanks to climate change. Florida Gulf Coast University scientists want people to start talking resiliency to face what's coming. WGCU's Andrea Perdomo reports.
The Barrier Island is close to sea level. It's like half a meter.
Okay. Big Hickory Island is one of many barrier islands that protect Southwest Florida's shores when storms batter the peninsula. But they're shrinking as sea levels rise.
The atmosphere is warming. The seas are rising. Hurricanes are getting stronger. So it's important, it's absolutely crucial that we learn how to be more resilient.
Joanne Muller is a professor of marine science at Florida Gulf Coast University. She's leading research on storms and climate change with a special focus on Southwest Florida. Muller specializes in paleoclimatology, studying how past hurricanes have shaped and changed the land, and how sea level rise and shrinking barrier islands could change the impact of future storms.
We're already seeing the effects of sea level rise on our local barrier island systems, so they're already eroding.
Without those buffers, the mainland becomes more vulnerable to the direct impact of storms. Muller says she and her team are witnessing the effects of climate change now, so she hopes research like hers will get local leaders talking seriously about solutions.
And have conversations about which areas we can afford to lose and which areas we can't, and how we can make those resilient in the future.
Muller says seas are projected to rise at least 2 and up to 6 feet over the next century. Andrea Perdomo, WGCU News, Estero.